Well, good afternoon. Obviously, this was a very disappointing season, as disappointing as any in my memory. And nobody's happy being 7-9, least of all me. I never expected 0-6. And, you know, I'm the same person that stood up here in the preseason and said that this was as talented a team as we've had in years, and I thought we had a chance to make a run. And obviously, I was gravely mistaken. There are some improvements that we're going to have to make in the off season, and we'll start that evaluation process later in the week. But suffice to say, and I know I speak for Steve Tisch, that we were bitterly disappointed with the results this year. I think our fans deserve better, and you know, we vow that we'll do everything that we have to do to improve the team for next season. Just to get to some of the points that I know you're going to raise right away, I expressed to Tom this morning that we do want him back as our head coach. We still have every confidence in him. Beyond that, in terms of his contract and everything else, that's a discussion for a later date. But we do want him back as our coach in 2014. And in terms of other changes that may or may not be made, we're going to have those discussions later in the week. I certainly have my opinions. Jerry has his. I'm sure Tom has his, and we'll have to put all those together and see where we come out. So with that, I'll be happy to take your questions.
John, there's the possible changes. Obviously, his staff is a question. Is that something that you would ever force staff changes, or would you leave that up to Tom?
I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, I have opinions, and Jerry has opinions. I like to think that at the end of the day, we're all going to be on the same page. So I don't think it would ever come to that.
Would you be willing to come back with the same coaching staff after the season, though, in full, intact, with the way that things went this season?
Well, I mean, that's obviously the one of the main topics of discussion that we're going to have at the end of the week. And until we have that, I don't want to comment on it. I mean, certainly there are some changes that need to be made within the entire organization. And whether that ends up being one of them or not, I'd rather wait until we have those discussions first.
John, you mentioned, you know, this is as disappointed as you've ever been, and bitter disappointment. Very often the next thing is to get rid of the coach, but you said that is not, you know, you don't want to do that. So does this speak more to a personnel issue that in your mind that the team was just not good enough?
I think it's everything. I mean, nobody had a good year, you know, starting with me, you know, talking about what a great roster we had. So, but certainly personnel-wise, you know, I think we obviously overvalued certain people. I think we have not gotten the production that we wanted out of certain draft slots. We had an inordinate number of injuries this year, which, you know, that's no excuse for going 0-6 out of the gate. But let's face it, it did have an effect, particularly, I think, you know, on the offensive side of the ball with the offensive linemen and the running backs. But, you know, we need to do a better job overall. I've read some stories about how, you know, our draft picks haven't measured up. And really, if you look at it and look at each year and compare it with most other teams, I still think we have as good an evaluation system and group of people here as anybody. We have missed on some guys. We've had some bad luck with second and third round picks being hurt. First round picks in the case of Kenny Phillips, who I thought was going to be a Pro Bowl safety for us for years. We have missed on guys, no question about it. There were a few cases where we took a chance, knowing that we were taking a chance, thinking that, you know, if we hit on this guy, maybe we'll knock it out of the park. If we miss, we miss. And we missed a few times. But that's going to happen.
John, is this a monster challenge? Is this a big turnaround? Is this a situation where you need wholesale changes, or are you honestly looking at these as similar to other years where it's wholesale, you know, smaller change?
I mean, I think our offense is broken right now, and we need to fix that. We need to make some improvements on defense too. But obviously, the offensive side of the ball, we've got to improve there. And we can't go into next season with the same personnel. We got unlucky with my biggest concern coming into the year was would our offensive line stay healthy, because I was concerned about the depth that we had there. And, of course, we get the center and Chris Knee hurt right off the bat. And, you know, then the backup center gets hurt, and we just never seem to be able to protect Eli well enough or get a ground game going well enough. And that to me, is the number one personnel priority going into the offseason, as we need to improve the offensive line.
How much of the offensive problems do you put on Eli?
Well, listen, he did not have a good year. He'd be the first one to tell you that, but he had a lot of company. He had a lot of company there. And I think with Eli, sometimes he tries to do too much. He competes so hard out there, and he has so much confidence in his ability to get the ball into certain areas that, unfortunately, he makes mistakes sometimes. But I still have every confidence in him. He's still, the face of the franchise, and we need to help him. We need to give him some better tools and do a better job around him next year.
John, you were talking about missing on a couple of draft picks. Do you plan on evaluating the scouting department? Do you think you need any changes there?
I mean, we do that all the time, but I think we have as good a group of scouts as any team in the league. Now, we've taken some calculated risks on players in the past, knowing that they were risks, thinking that maybe we'd hit big, and we didn't. But that's not necessarily a function of the scouts. I mean, that's as much on me as anything else. I knew what the risks were in certain cases, and we took them, and they didn't work out. But we've had a lot of guys that have worked out too as lower round picks. So you take the good with the bad. But to be successful in this league, you have to do a good job in the draft. I mean, especially on those middle round picks. And there's no question that over the last few years, we've missed on a few of them for whatever reason. I mean, I'm not sure why it took us 3 years to find out that Gerald Jernigan could play. We finally put him in the game and he starts making plays. So, there you have those instances also.
John, a lot of the things that you described, I realize that you're involved, there are more people involved than just Jerry, but they sort of fall under his direction. Has any of the missed draft picks, the overvaluing people, shaken your faith in him, or do you still believe he is the right guy going forward?
No, I firmly believe that he is the right guy going forward. I've spent enough time around him and to know that he is the right guy. I mean, he is not afraid to make tough decisions, and he knows what the risks are. And sometimes you have to take those calculated risks. And he, is a very confident guy. Nobody works harder than he does. I still trust his evaluation skills. I like the way he deals with players. Very honest and direct with them. He's got a very good relationship with Tom. And I am convinced that he is the right guy to lead us going forward.
Are you less inclined to take maybe less risks going forward with the draft, given the success rate you've had?
Possibly, depending. I mean, certainly you want guys coming in that are healthy and that don't have any off-field issues and stuff, but that's not necessarily what you get coming out of the colleges, and sometimes you have to take those risks.
Was a guy who was a first-round pick for you and has been productive at a high level. Are you surprised, disappointed with what you saw from him this year?
Well, I mean, he did not have his best year, but he played hurt all year also. And we had so many issues on offense, it's hard to just pin anything on him. It was not his best year, but, he competed hard. And, it's shocking to me he didn't get into the end zone this year, but he still was out there trying to make plays and, we had a lot of problems on offense.
You mentioned the Jernigan thing. I mean, taking so long to figure out he can play. What is that a function of? I mean, I guess, where does that responsibility?
I mean, sometimes you have to put younger players in the game and give them a chance to fail, or succeed. And, it's true not only of him but other guys, too. It would have been nice if he had gotten in a little bit earlier. That's not my decision.
We had asked you last year about extending Eli's contract. You said it wasn't the time. Is it now the time, do you need to do that in order to create enough cap room to do what you want to do?
I don't think we need to do it. It's certainly something we're going to talk about, though. It depends on how aggressive we want to be in free agency and, you know, we've never been. I mean, there have been certain years where we have been, but that as a long-term solution is not a good idea, being too aggressive in free agency. We're going to talk about that, though. That's obviously one of the major decisions we have to make this year.
John, you said as far as extending Tom, that'll come at a later date, but would you anticipate keeping with the organizational philosophy that you don't let the coach go into the last year of the contract?
Yeah, again, that's a discussion for a later date. That has been our philosophy in the past. There's no secret about that. Whether it continues or not is yet to be decided.
When you talked about your disappointment, was that based solely on these past 16 games, or does the not making the playoffs in four of the last 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, the second half of 2012 and this season, it has not been a good season and a half for us. And, you know, I'm not very happy about it, and they know I'm not very happy about it, but neither is anybody else. I mean, Tom's not happy about it, Jerry isn't either, but I was less upset that we won 7 of our last 10 games, but we're still 7-9, and 7-9 isn't very good.
John, a bunch of coaching changes today, firings, and Mike Sullivan is now available. Is he a guy that, you know, he worked well with Eli, won the championship with him? Is he a guy that you would consider bringing back?
Well, that's a topic of discussion with Tom and Jerry. We obviously think very highly of him, but that has yet to be discussed.
John, you said the fans deserve better. Is that solely based on one loss record, or is it style of play? Is it sloppiness? Is it a
all the above? All the above. I mean, it kills me to go into these other stadiums and you see these large collections of Giant fans that are there, and that's their one time to see us all year, or maybe in several years, and they come out there and they're supporting us, and you know, we put on performances like we did in Kansas City, in Carolina, in San Diego. It's painful to watch that. And, you know, we had some performances at home that weren't very good either. And that's, you know, the especially when you look at our division, I mean, there was no reason why we couldn't have won the division this year if we just come out of the gate something other than 0-6. You know, just make a couple of plays in those games.
I know you're very it hits you hard with the home games also, and you know, obviously it was a rainy day yesterday and everything, but that whole experience yesterday, even though you won, was that very difficult to watch with the building empty and the
seeing all the empty seats? Yeah, I do say this though. I think that was more a function of the weather. I mean, let's face it, that was a miserable day to sit out there. I was quite frankly surprised that there that many people there, because that was pretty miserable. But I'm very cognizant of that. You know, I notice empty seats and everything. And there were some other games there where we had good weather days where there were some empty seats. And obviously the fans are not very happy with us. And I hear it from them, believe me, usually in letter form. And they range from, you got to clean house to you got to get rid of the quarterback, or you got to get rid of yourself, you know, whatever. They span the globe on that.
Is your job safe, just to be clear?
Well, not according to my mother, it's not. So, yeah, right. She'll be up here next, by the way. Yeah.
John, what's your message back to them, the fans?
You know, you'd like to think that after a certain period of time, you've earned a little bit of credit that we're going to do whatever we have to do to build this team back to where we think it can be, and that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to make the moves that they want us to make, but nobody wants to win more than Tom Coughlin or Jerry Reese, except maybe myself, and I mean, this is a lifelong thing with me, and we're going to do what we have to do, but we're going to do it in an intelligent fashion. We're not going to make these sweeping changes. I mean, stability is important. It's one of the reasons we've had some success here, but there are times when changes have to be made. And we're, you know, if we agree on those changes, then we'll make them going forward. But we'll do whatever we have to do to improve this team and put a team on the field next year that our fans can be proud of.
John, when you talk to Tom about his staff and everything else, at any point do you address with him when he wants to retire? Do you need an exit strategy and a succession plan at some point?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I'll probably have that discussion with him, but I'm not sure what value there is there. I just you know, I'm not sure he knows yet how much longer he wants to coach. I haven't had that discussion with him. And guys could tell you that this is their last year or whatever and then change their mind at the end of the year. So it's very tough to have an exit strategy in the National Football League.
John, how tough was it for you to remain quiet this year because you have not...
Well, those of you that were with me in the press box would tell you that I wasn't very quiet during the year. It's tough. Those first six games, I mean, nobody took those harder than me, and it was tough to sit there and watch that. It really was. But, you know, the one thing I will say, there was one positive out of this season. I've been around a lot of teams, both winning and losing in my lifetime, and at least the locker room held together. There wasn't any finger pointing. There wasn't any mutiny down there, and I've seen a lot of that over the years, and I think that's a credit to the way the coach and some of our captains kind of held it together.
John, some of the players were talking about cleaning out their lockers and the feeling that another team was going to come here and use this facility. You've known it's coming with the Super Bowl. Do you have a different feeling now that another team is going to be coming here?
Yeah, you know, I haven't had enough time to think about that yet, Art. I think when it happens, I'll probably feel it, depending on who it is. It probably will affect me when it does happen, yeah.
Does it make you feel a little better, won't be down?
No comment. No comment.
Anything else?
All right, thank you guys.